Alleluia, morning Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you that we have been made one with you through the resurrection of Jesus and through calling us, knocking us off our horses, calling us into this wonderful grace, this living waters. Amen. Thank you. We're no longer deserts. We're no longer lost. We are now found in your living water, in your rivers of life, and your rivers of life flow in us and through us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Ephesians 1, verse 1 and 2. I, Paul, am under God's plan as an apostle, a special agent of Christ Jesus, writing to you faithful believers in Ephesus. I greet you with the grace and the peace poured into our lives by God our Father and our Master Jesus Christ. I also want to read in the TPT verse 2, I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being one with Jesus, the Anointed One. May God Himself, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your lives.
Hallelujah. I think just of three portions of Scripture when you read these beautiful thoughts of God, the heart of God, the grace of God. And the first one I think of, you know, when we come to the Lord, when God calls us, He says we abide in Him and He abides in us. I think of John 15, the vine. We are married. When you married, you one, and we one with the vine, and He's the vine, we the branches, and now we get life from Him. And that's our place. That's our new position. Amen. He called us. He chose us. He has got a plan for us. And then I think of also the beautiful passage where He says in the time He speaks about God made the world, God made everything. So there Paul goes back and he's speaking to people and addressing their deep understanding of where they come from. And also then he talks about where they should be going and where they must go. And yeah, he says God made everything and He made nations, and then He separated the nations by sending them out at the Tower of Babel. But He says now He has raised one from the dead, and that's Jesus Christ, and He's made Him Lord. And we now must, all over, everyone must repent, because the time is here now. He's ruling, He is reigning. We must wake up, we must arise and shine. And then the other portion that you see here, especially in the Message translation, He pours grace and brings peace onto us. And then I think of the lady at the well and the Message there, where He talks about, you know, you worship on that mountain and the Jews worship in Jerusalem, and now we got to worship in spirit and truth. And then spirit and truth is portrayed as this mighty river, you know, that you partake of, that brings life. And this life will well up in you from your heart to your soul and then be manifested in your life. Rivers of living water will flow in you and through you. So that's a beauty, guys. We've been translated into newness of life, a new kingdom, a new beautiful relationship with heaven and all that it contains. When you think about Hebrews 12, we have come to the kingdom. We have come to the angels. We have come to the judge of all, Father God. We have come to the church of the firstborn. We come to Jesus. So you can't have come if all this hasn't come to you. God brought all this to us now. We are now in Christ, in the Father, in the Spirit, in all these blessings. And so we just got to let the blessings flow day by day as we just tune in and stay tuned in and flow in the goodness and the mighty love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.